Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Currently we are doing the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make after the Faraz Salah. So yesterday we did one du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read Astaghfirullah 3 times and then he would say Allahumma anta as-salam وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامُ تَبَارَكَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Let me explain that hadith and the meaning. So today we do another hadith with other du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا فرغ من الصلاة وسلم قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد متفق عليه. هذا المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه نريد. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the salah and he made the salam, he would say these words, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. What we know is the fourth kalima. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would add this dua after that. So let's do the translation first of this fourth kalima. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one and has no partner. He is the sovereignty and all praise is due to him. We see that in Salah, how many times we are extolling, we are saying the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Person starts off with Allahu Akbar. Then a person reads Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa la ilaha ghayruk wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. So a person is extolling the greatness of Allah Ta'ala continuously. Then he's reading Surah Fatiha, he's going into Ruku, coming up all the time, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So like that the person is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala and taking the speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's exhibiting the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again after Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it shows that what awe and respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the words of kibriya, the words of greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being taught to us, that here there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one and has no partner. He is the sovereignty and all praise is due to him. And he has power over everything. Ulama explained that when we read these words also, like the fourth kalima for example, we should try and ponder over the meaning. For example, we say, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. The last part of the fourth kalima, when we saying this, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, he has power over everything. In other words, power over my eyes, power over my ears, power over my heart, power over my liver, my lungs. Allah has power over every single thing. Allah has power over even the most mightiest superpower of the world. He has power over every single thing. That yakin must be there in our heart. Sometimes when we are reading it, just one is to read it. And one is to ponder over the meaning of what we are saying. La ilaha illallah wahda. So person learns these meanings. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one. La sharika la, no partner. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu. He is the sovereignty and all praise is due to him. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And he has the power over everything. So what happens is when we are reading these du'as, especially after Salah, it helps us to renew our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this time and age when there are so many things that are attacking our iman to make us feel despondent. Where is Allah? Where is the help of Allah? Wa na'udhu billah. So therefore when we're reading these du'as, it's helping us to refresh and renew our iman. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also make this du'a. What a beautiful du'a. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'atid. O Allah, none can withhold what you give. Allah, what you want to give and what you give, Allah, nobody can stop you. If Allah wants to give a person beauty, Allah will give him beauty. If Allah wants to give a person respect, Allah will give a person respect. If Allah wants to give a person wealth, He'll give him wealth. If the whole world comes together and tries to stop it, they will never ever be able to stop it. What a refreshing dua this is. Allah mani alima atid. Allah, what you give, nobody can stop it. There's no mani, there's no stopper to for what you give. Wala mu'ti alima manata. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you withhold, nobody can give. Allah Ta'ala wants to withhold health from somebody and He wants him to get sickness. He can have all the best doctors around him. He can have the best hospital. He can have all the best treatment in the world. But if Allah Ta'ala wants to withhold, وَلَا مُعْطِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتَ, what you withhold, Allah, there's nobody to give. If Allah wants to withhold, He will withhold. So this is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What He wants is what will prevail. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to teach us the last part of this dua. ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. That the influence of any person who has influence, the influence of any person that has influence is of no avail. So ulama explained that one of the meanings of this jad means that if a person is wealthy, the wealth of a wealthy person also will have no avail. What it means is that the wealth, the status, the power of anybody cannot assist in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person's wealth, his money, nothing can assist in the court of Allah ta'ala. Nothing can benefit except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to benefit. So whether it's a person's grandfather, jad also means grandfather, whether it's a person's grandfather, whether it's his wealth, whether it's his status, whether it's his position in society, whatever worldly power he may have, whatever influence he may have, that will not, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing will come to any assistance. Maybe in this world, it can come to a person's influence, a person's money, a person's lineage, can come to his influence. But in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of these things can help. And even in this world also, if Allah ta'ala does not want all these things to assist a person, it will never assist a person. Therefore, in one ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala explaining about the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Such a day, Allah ta'ala is speaking about the day of Qiyamah, that it's such a day when neither wealth nor a person's sons, these are two things that generally help a person in this world. His wealth, the power that he got as far as his money is concerned, and his children are there to help. Either they're helping in the business, or either they're helping with the estate, or either they're helping with other work that he may have. So in this world, the benefit of the children and the wealth can be seen. But on the day of Qiyamah, neither wealth nor a person's sons will be of any benefit, except, there's one exception Allah Ta'ala brings, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for that person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart, with a clear heart, with a clean heart. The person's heart is correct. Now Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this person's wealth would have helped him, his children would have helped him. In which way? That they would have made dua for him, his wealth also would have been spent correctly, he would have done things correctly. That is the reason he's coming with this clean, clear heart on the day of Qiyamah. So in other words, what this dua after, this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dua after Salah, what it's teaching us is that when we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we should be putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't put our trust in any of our means, our wealth, our health, our children, etc. Don't put our trust in it. Another thing the ulama bring, another point that they bring as far as the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when there would be sunnat salat after the farad salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally, he would make shorter du'as. In other words, the long du'as would be after the sunnat al-mu'akkada. So you would read the sunnat al-mu'akkada salah, and thereafter, we are encouraged, now you make the du'as. So the short du'a would be made after salat, as we did the short du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, Tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. So this, therefore, you'll find the Hanafi ulama, they explain that when the sunnat al-mu'akkada salat to be read, then the person reads the short du'as, and the longer du'as he reads after the sunnat al-mu'akkada salat, because these sunnat al-mu'akkada salat that comes after the farz salat, they are actually a completion of the farz salat. Now once a person has completed that farz salat, now he reads the longer du'as. However, when there are no sunnat after the farz salat, for example after fajr and after asr, then a person makes long du'as after these salats, immediately after the farz salat. This is mentioned in the various fatawa kitabs, Allama Shami, Fatawa Alam Ghiri, in Fatawa Hindiya, Fakhaniya also. These things are nice to know when a person should be making longer du'a. However, ulama do explain that if a person chooses to make his du'as and his askar after the farz salat, there is no harm. It is just suggested, it's better that he completes the sunnat al-mu'akkada and then he makes the longer du'as. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.